Hello guys, welcome back to Miss Chit Chat Podcast. This is the third episode and today we'll talk about music. Finally, it's about music. Let's go. Before I start the episode, I want to say that I'm sorry I haven't been uploading anything from 3 weeks or something because I've been busy. I've been doing a lot. I have a life, can you imagine? Yeah, I've been busy, I'm sorry. But if you didn't notice, I was gone at all, so I'm not sorry for that. Let's talk about today's episode. It's about music. Finally, I'm starting to talk about music, and I love music. Like, I thank God for music. If I'm sad, I want music. If I'm happy, I want music. If I'm laughing, I want music. The genre is probably rap. That's my favorite. Like, you can see me crying with rap. So I love rap. Plus, I really love ballad songs. They're kind of different. Like, this one is in the world and this one is another word. But I really like ballad songs too. I also enjoy R&B. I really like R&B. R&B is type of music that it's kind of calm, but it's hip-hop. It's really interesting. I really enjoy R&B too. For today's episode, I will talk... It's something different than what I wanted to start with music. So, there's a lot of singers you've been sleeping on because they are so talented, but unfortunately, I don't know why they're not that famous. Or some of them are famous, but I feel like they deserve better. They deserve more recognition from people. But yeah, people want to listen to some stupid things. I'm not saying other things are stupid, but sometimes they are stupid and they get a lot of views for no reason. But these are really talented and deserve more. I really enjoy listening to new music or a new musician. It's like an adventure for me. I go into a searching. It's like I go through YouTube. I go from some place to another place. Then that place get me to another place where I discover a new singer. Believe me, there's some singers or some songs, they were like 50k views. And now they're like 3 million or 5 million, maybe 10. But I'm like, I was there. I'm here from the beginning, you know? It feels good. So I love searching for new musicians and new music. I always want new music. Like, give me more. Yeah, so today I'll help you find some new musician or a new song for your playlist. So let's talk about them. So the first singer in our playlist is Jeremy Renner. I don't know if you know him, but you may know him as the Hawkeye from the Avengers. He is an actor and also a singer. His singing is as good as his acting, trust me. He's really talented. He's been, I think last year he dropped an album and it was awesome. And since that day, he's been dropping, like, I don't know, yesterday, he uploaded a new song, and maybe today he will. It's like every day he has a new song for us, and they're all perfect. I really love his style. He has that voice, like, he has that raspy voice. It's so good. And most of his songs are rock, or they're really loud, but he also have some ballad songs, but they're like with heavy, with like that bass, you know? You just have to listen to them, I guess. But for today, I choose for you two songs that I love for him. His first song that I listened to, Call Main Attraction. So let's listen to that. You shimmer like gold. Now baby, let's ride. We got nothing but time. You get all the reactions. Attraction. How was that? Tell me. That was awesome. That guitar, that sound, like, wow. And the way he screamed, now baby, let's... I'm not gonna sing, I have an ugly voice. But that song was good. It's like when I heard it the first time, I was like, it was on repeat because it's like, yeah, let's get it. It's like, it's really hype. I really love this one. He has another one. He's singing. I think he wrote the song for his daughter. It's so cute. It's really cute. You should really listen to that one. But the second one that I really love, called The Medicine, it's kind of calm, but it also have that guitar bass. It's like, dude, it's really cool. Trying to believe when your mind's made up, running like a fool when you're out of touch, looking for. That was another amazing song too. It's like the bridge, it's like din 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 when you're gone, something like that. I really love that part. It's stuck in my head. You should listen to him if you like rock or some loud songs, and he has a special voice too, so make sure to check out Jeremy Renner, the singer, not the actor. So the second artist in our playlist is Eric Nam. Some of you who know me know that I love K-pop, and I think K-pop artists are really talented, and some of them are underrated, really, because in the hype of all these bands, Blackpink and BTS, you can't actually see the other ones. But it is filled with talented singers, and one of them is Eric Nam. He is an Korean-American singer. I think he's been in the K-pop for almost 10 years. He has 3 albums and they are all amazing. He has Korean songs and some English songs, but for today I chose for you 2 English songs, and they are all amazing. The English one, the Korean ones, because his voice is really good. He is one of the most unique voices in K-pop. He has such a control over his voice. His live performance are sometimes even better than the recorded ones, because he is so good with his high notes, the way he, what do you call it, the high notes, the low notes, what do you call it? I don't know a lot about music terms, but you know what I'm saying. His voice get low, it's like it's really controlled. He is amazing. So his first song we're gonna listen to called No Shame. Let's listen to that. I wish I had no shame, I wish I felt no ways, I wish I could do what I want and feel no pain. I wish I could hurt you the way that you hurt me, I wish I could do what I want and feel no shame. That was a song, I'm telling you. The most special thing about this song is the lyrics. Gosh, the lyrics, I feel so related. Maybe most of us will feel related to this song. It's like, I feel I had no shame. I feel I could do whatever I want. It's like, sometimes you want to hurt people the way they hurt you, but they're shameless, so they can do whatever they want, but you can't. So he's saying, I wish I could do that, but I'm not like you. So I can relate to this song. His album called Be Yourself, it has 8 tracks. They're all in English and they're all good, but I picked this one because I really love the lyrics. The lyrics, I told you, I feel related to that song. It's so cool. The second one we're gonna listen to from Eric Nam, called Love Die Young. It has a Korean version, but this is the English version. The song is good. The lyrics are really, really good. So check it out. What happens when it's over? When we breathed our last breath and we loved each other to death. Can you tell me what happens? I wonder where the love goes. When pleasure turns to pain, when the memories fade away, can you tell me what happens? It's another amazing song for Eric Nam. Like, seriously, he has no bad songs. It's like, this guy is incapable of making bad songs, I'm telling you. they're all good. Korean, English, Chinese, Japanese, I don't know, whatever language he's saying, he's good, I'm telling you. So yeah. So please check out Eric Nam music, because they really deserve to be known more. And his character is really good. He also has a podcast called The K-Pop Daebak Show. And he has another one called I Think You're Really Dope. And they're all fun. And he's such an amazing person. So please check him out. The next person on our list is Jay from Day 6. First, Day 6, they are a Korean rock band. And he is also an American Korean singer / producer / songwriter / he has a podcast too called How Did I Get Here. He's also an amazing person. He is known for being like main vocalist, and also he plays the electronic guitar in Day 6, and he has a really good voice. Like, his voice, he's one of those singers for me. His songs, they're in English, but I really can't understand them unless I see the lyric video. He's like, he really uses that English. It's like, it's a weird, maybe, I don't know, maybe because I'm not a native speaker, so I don't understand them, but that's his style of singing, and I really think it's cool, but I have to read the lyrics so I can understand the song. I know maybe not all of you are like me, but his songs are really good. 6 months, I think, since he dropped his first songs, like his solo songs, and they are really good. That guy can hit notes, like high notes. He's really good with high notes, and they're so smooth. It's like effortless. He's good. So his name, like, I don't know, his real name is Jay, but his stage name is Each, which is the opposite of Jay. I don't know, maybe he thought it's cool because it's weird, but if he thinks it's cool, then it's cool. His first song that we're gonna listen to is, it calls Pac-Man. Don't hurt me. Did you hear that high note that he hit? It's like he hit 6 notes in the background music, and it was awesome. It was good. Like, this song, first time I heard this song, I got goosebumps, and the lyrics are really good too. His voice is really unique and different, so I really love him. The second song called It Just Is, with it's a collaboration with Sorry. Whatever, I butchered her name. I'm sorry. So let's hear part of that song too. You'll be fine, you'll be fine. People come and pass by. Even though I wish this day more, so many broken records ring in my mind. I'll be fine. Always pushed away, always pushed away. Guys, it's like I can't say no more. Like, what there left to say about his voice? It's like you can hear it, right? You can see. No, you can hear. But you will see when you see his song on the YouTube. Like, there's nothing else I can say about his voice. He's perfect. You can tell there's a slight similarity between the voices that I listen to, which they're calm, but they can hit high notes. Yeah, that's my favorite type of, like, voices, you know? So let's move on to the next person in our playlist. He is Sam Kim. I know a lot of people will say Sam Kim is already famous, blah blah blah, but I think he's really underrated. People should know him more. So that's why Sam Kim is on our playlist. He is also a Korean American singer, songwriter, guys, he's really talented. Most of his songs are like R&B, jazz, soul, like he has these type of music, and they're all like my type of music. It's like they're really calm, and they're like, oh, I don't know what to say more on that. Like, he's awesome. He's really awesome. His voice is like so calm, so soft, but also powerful. It's like he has that voice. I don't even know how to describe his voice, guys. I don't know. So let's just listen to the guy sing. He also have English songs and covers, but most of his songs are Korean. So what I chose for you today are his English songs. His first one called Seattle, because he is from Seattle. Let's listen to that one.
Can I run and hide? I'm stuck inside my memories. Step away from time. Take me to a place where I will never grow old.
Gosh, this one. It's all guitar. Guitar songs, like only his voice and guitar songs are always getting me. Like, his voice was really nice and settled. I just love this song. His songs is one of those, like, I can sing this one. I can do this. But when you sing it, it's like, you're ugly. Stop. I try to sing his songs, but it's always bad. So I'll never do that again. The second one I will let you listen to called Would You Believe? It's kind of like a church. It gives me a church vibe. But let's listen to that.
If I told you that I never hurt you, but would you believe? Would you believe, baby? Would you believe? Oh, if I told you that I never hurt you, would you believe?
Wow, that was a perfect song. Thank you, Sam. This one has an R&B vibe, church vibe. I don't know why, but it reminds me of church songs. Maybe because of background music. Maybe. Yeah, that was an amazing song. It kills me that he's so underrated. Like, his songs are so good. But guys, there is a lot of people in K-pop other than BTS, Blackpink, who are also famous. Please check them out. Do I have to beg more? But they really deserve to be heard and appreciated. Yeah, move on to the next person. She is a Malaysian singer. Her name is Yuna. Guys, I don't know why she's not famous. Like, why? How in the world she's not that famous? People should, I keep saying this, but people should actually listen to her music. She's really good. Most of her songs are also R&B pop. She also plays the guitar. She has, the song that got her recognized by a lot of American or international fans called Crush. It was with Usher. It's a good song, but it's not my favorite. Like, personally, I like her other stuff, but she has a really nice voice. It's a raspy voice, but it's calm. Yeah, the first song we're gonna listen to calls Deeper Conversation.
Is your favorite color blue? Do you always tell the truth? Do you believe in outer space? Now I'm learning you. Is your skin as tanned as mine? Does your hair flow sideways? Did someone take a portion of your heart? And now I'm learning
That song makes me want to fall in love and get on a rooftop with that person and talk about stuff that don't matter. But then I realize all people suck, so I take it back. I don't want to fall in love. Most of her songs, like, when you hear her songs, like, I want this, I feel you, you know? There's other songs that are really good, but I only choose for you this one because I really like. And let's listen to the other one, Calls All I Do.
All I do is think about you. Sleep late and wake up then. I'll just stay in.
Another song that you think you can sing, but when you actually do, you suck. Like, seriously, I try to sing this one, closing my eyes and go into that, like, that vibe of the song, and then I start singing and I'm like, shut up, let Yuna finish. Yeah, it's such a good song. Please listen to this one and to Deeper Conversation. And if you like them, just go listen to her other stuff. Guys, you guys are so lucky because you have me to give you new music. I wish I had me to give me new music, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, please check her out because her music is really good. Our next singer is Galan. He is an American singer. Most of his songs are R&B too. I just realized all the playlists is gonna be R&B. Yeah, his first AP was in 2014. First time I heard him was, it was a song with my favorite rapper, Tablo, a Korean rapper. He had a collaboration song with him, and since that moment I was like, whoa, that man has a voice. So I listened to his other things. Let me tell you, he's really good. He also one of those people who has a really subtle voice, and I love his live performance music more than the recorded ones because he can play with his voice his voice is like butter. Wow. I choose for you. I'm a little scared to show you his music, to share, like, put his music on this episode, because every time I try to put his music on Instagram, they get blocked. So I don't know, should I put his music? Because I don't want to get blocked, but let me try it. It's worth the risk. So his first song we're gonna listen to, Calls, Sweet Insomnia.
You wish I was sleeping, and I wish I was satisfied. Sweet insomnia, you make it hard for me to sleep.
Listen to this one, I was stuck with it. It's like every time I like, oh, I this guy makes insomnia looks good. This song was really good. His next music, called Celine, original one, it's like, it's a good song, but he uploaded a funk one, which was like, wow, this song is good. It's like, it has that groove. You can dance to it. It's like, you can sing. Plus, he's really funny. That guy's really funny. So let's listen to his song, Sleep.
There's an angel in my presence, and I realize I'm nobody without you.
just like that. I'm addicted to your presence, and I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do without you.
I see you. You've been snapping your fingers and moving your legs to this one. The song has that. I told you it's really nice. Yeah. So please check out his other music because they're really good. They're all good. I can't pick a one that is not really good. Especially the one with Tablo and Eric Nam, which is also on the list, calls... Wait, what it calls? Did I just forget my favorite song? I'm such a bad fan. It calls Cave Me. And his part was amazing too. So... listen to that one too. Our next artist is Max. He's also an American singer-songwriter. I knew him maybe last year. I lost count. He had a collaboration with Suga from BTS. His song was Burn It. This, like, the whole album was good, but his voice was really good that I came back to listen to his singles. And they were even better, guys. His voice is really good. I think he has that voice that everybody likes, and he's really talented. Every song that he puts, he make a jazz version of it, or a pop version of it, or a rock version of it. Like, he really works hard on his songs. So the first song we're gonna listen to called Blueberry Eyes. It's been a month since it's been uploaded, so please go check it out and support that dude. Let's listen to that one.
Holding my breath under the wind. You're gonna wake up in my arms, head on my chest, our hearts beating. I can't wait to kiss you each morning. It's strawberry sky.
Talking about, his voice is really nice and subtle and sweet. And the video, like, please go check his music video. It's with his wife. The video is cute, the song is cute, everything about it is cute. So please go check out Blueberry Eyes. The second one I really like, it's like it's been on the repeat on my playlist. It's a collaboration song for the League of Legends. Guys, I don't know about video games, but I think it's a video game. Yeah, this song is amazing. It has a rock and, like, rock and roll vibe and stuff, but it's really good. And his voice, although the song is really loud, his voice is really calm and nice. So let's listen to his part.
We the top again now, below the crown, but count us higher than a mountain. And we be up here for the long run, strapping for a long one. We got everybody on one. Now you coming at the king, so you better not miss. And we only get stronger. With everything I carry up on my back, you should paint it up with a target.
Guys, once you listen to this one, you'll keep on listening to it. Even if you don't like rock, this one is good. Especially the rap part in the end, Henry. It's like, he's also a Korean. No, he's a Chinese singer, but he also sings in the K-pop. I don't know, they're somehow all related. Like, you can find K-pop everywhere. Yeah, that song is good. Make sure to check it out. We arrive to our final artists in our playlist. They are the American boy band Before You Exit. They are three members, boy band. It hurts to see that not many people know this band or know their songs, because they've been out there since 2009, and unfortunately not a lot of their songs has that much of attention. They don't have a lot of views, and it hurts because, gosh, guys, they have the best songs ever. Like, they have that type of songs They're nice. They work for everything. A TV show, a movie, when you're having a breakup, when you're having a bad day, when you're having a good day. Like, their music is so good. Like, please listen to them. Please. It's been like, I know they're... The first time I heard their song was like a year ago, but now I'm listening to more of their songs. The first one we're gonna listen to, I think a lot of you... I think it's the most one who's... who has a lot of views. It's called Clouds, so let's listen to that one.
Took a trip to paradise, through the stars and back over the moon. Oh, tell me it's true. Oh, please just tell me you're alright. Are you up in the sky? Smiling, looking down, saying, one day we'll meet in the clouds, up in the clouds.
Guys, do you see what I'm talking about? Like, their music is so nice. It's like so sweet. My God, they have everything. Like, it's like everything I want in a song. They all have it. The next one we're gonna listen to called Same Sun. It's also really good. It's like, I don't know what to choose. Like, they have the best songs ever. I don't know what to choose. Like, I wish I can put all of their songs, like, make a playlist and listen to all of them right now, but we don't have time for that. You don't and I don't. So I just choose for you like two. But please make sure to listen to their other stuff. Let's listen to that one.
We're all under the same sun. We go under the day's done. So maybe just for once we could try.
I told you this their songs are my type of songs, plus rap, but I don't show you any rap songs because all rappers are famous. So all I'm saying that they deserve to be heard. Their music really good, and please check them out. As I told you, they have a lot of good songs, like Find Yourself is really good too. Butterfly Effect, God, that song, like, their lyrics are also so good. Everything about them is good. Please count how many times I said good during this episode and tell me. My sister is mocking me for saying so good so many times, but come on, guys. I don't know another equivalent of good in English. Do you know another word for good? Because they're all good. So this is the end of our episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I've been busy. I didn't work that hard for this one, but please forgive me just this time, promise. And I don't want to promise you that maybe, yeah, the fourth episode will be in another week, because I don't know when I will be free to do it again, but I'll try my best. And yeah, that's the end. Please don't forget to follow my Instagram, Miss Chit Chat Podcast, and I will be uploading the songs that I mentioned here there. So yeah, follow me there. And yeah, that's it. Thank you. See you next episode. Bye.